You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on a rainy Thursday morning, we say good morning and welcome into the new WPHM 105.5 to Jeff Wine from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Key Realty. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Welcome into our new home.
Thank you. Yeah,
boy,
I love what you've done with the place. Yeah, I wouldn't have known where I was if...
Yeah, not an awful lot has changed here. How's the real estate market
right now? It seems to be... demand seems to still be up. Kind of bumping along.
Mm-hmm.
Inventories are gradually increasing. I've noticed a few more homes for sale around Port Huron Hospital and the mm-hmm. city of Port Huron recently in my travels. And average sale price continue. It's not, well, I thought it's up 8.5% from a year ago this time, which is significant. You know, years ago, 2.5 to 3.5, maybe 4% was not unusual, but mm-hmm. So now obviously 8.5% is considerably higher than that.
Yeah.
And then that's just 3 years. I think we've gone and looks like a $30,000 hike in the average sale price. So the market remains pretty strong. We get the sense, and I've heard the word rebalancing,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's going from maybe a seller's market to, if not a buyer's market, more of a neutral market, maybe or whatever normal is, if there is such a thing as normal.
Yeah. Here's the question that I think a lot of people ask is, you know, how do you determine what a home's value is? You know, if I want to put my house on the market, how do I know what the fair market price is for that house?
Sure. It all starts with the conversation. Typically, when I set that appointment, I really don't want to know, not trying to be arrogant or mm-hmm. aloof, or I want to be able to look at a property and give a prospective seller an honest opinion of where I think the house is going to sell. And to balance that, I really don't care so much about things like what they paid for it, what their in-laws think it's worth.
Right.
To your audience, my tongue is a little bit in my cheek. All their costs, all their payments, all their insurance payments,
mm-hmm.
those things don't add to value. So good news, bad news, you know, oftentimes real estate has been a great investment over a long period of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have to move in a trough or a dip, but so I really, it starts with the conversation. I come out, schedule the appointment, and depending on where the property is located, and some municipalities have a great deal of information online, others only, you know, bare bones
mm-hmm.
tax. So I start with at the St. Clair County, finding out assessed value, state equalized value, homestead, non-homestead. Then there's another service that most assessor offices put their information into called BSNA. So it's an online format. I think it costs $6.50 per record that I pull, but it will give me more detailed information, square footage, number of bedrooms, basement, garage, fireplace, sometimes the heating and cooling. Basically, they've digitized all the paper records. I think Marysville had the most information to start, City of Port Huron, Port Huron Township, Fort Gratiot Township. I think St. Clair Township and the City of St. Clair also. So it's pretty, the further out you go, the less information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'll start. And then we'll look at old multiple listing information.
Uh-huh.
So depending on where the property is, I'm looking for, and the best way to determine value are what has sold that's similar and that's close.
Mm-hmm.
So the metrics are, well, one, I want to be as close to what a appraiser for a bank loan is going to appraise the home at.
Right.
So you have to be within 10% of the gross living. So we can't use more than a 10% gross living adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's in the city, within a preferably a half mile, a mile, the condominium association like to be other units within that association. If it's a suburban, let's say we go into one of the townships, maybe we can be within 5 miles of the subject. And rural properties like to be within, you know, 5 to 10 miles.
Right.
As the parcels get larger, the homes more dissimilar, the geographical proximity is important. So that's where we start, and we'll end, or that's where I start. And fortunately, there's typically enough data in our multiple listing services. I belong to three. I use two quite frequently, and it's fairly easy to get the data assigned. Well, provided there are enough sales, which the last number of years there have been, of if it's fairly straightforward, if there are a number of comparable sales within the last year. That's the other restraint we use, is preferably within a sale within the last 12 months. If we have to go back further, we will. Typically, again, trying to mirror what an appraiser's doing, the more notes, the more work that an appraiser has to do, the more difficult it's going to be. We want to make the process as smooth and easy. So let's get that price right to begin with. And the reason to put the effort in at the front end to get the prices, quote unquote, right as we can, is to avoid an appraisal issue down the road. That really should be number two. Number one is that if sellers don't typically want to, this sometimes takes some selling, but whether you believe it or not, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, the offers received early are often the best offer. So if we've missed the mark, let's say we've priced something at $300,000 and we get a $265,000 offer within the first 10 days, probably 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get $310,000 in 3 months for it.
Right.
It just, other realtors and myself fight that battle and say that, and I know it sounds self-serving, but really it's true. So, and then if you list it at market, the idea being listed at market or close to market and get more early than getting less later, because that $300,000, you may not see it, or if you do, if it takes you 18 months to get there, what have you gained?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's a red flag for buyers if a home has been on the market for a long time, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's funny, too, what we get used to. You know, 7, 10 years ago, 60, 90 day days on market, 120, gosh, 6 months on market wasn't unusual. You know, okay. Actually, I don't even know if people looked at it.
Yeah.
You know, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
Maybe appraisers did. But with the environment that we've been in the last 5 or 6 years, people start to question days on market, you know, 10 or 12 days. Geez, what's wrong with it?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Yeah, why
I didn't even have a sign on it yet.
Exactly. No, you're right, though.
So, right. And we sometimes you'll get punished, too, if, let's say, we put on the market, there's the coming soon, but we can't get pictures on. So when the real marketing starts, those delays sometimes make a property look, there's a reason for the days on market that is understandable and legitimate, but sometimes raises questions.
Yeah.
So that's one of the ways. The other thing that I've been doing for a number of years now, too, because I know the public's looking at it. You know, the public is asking their friends, relatives. I think if I was in a room of 100 people and I ask, you know, how many of you have sold your home or how many of your homeowners, and if 100 of them didn't answer the question yes, that, you know, the question of have you checked your value on Zillow, I would think not, they were all lying if they didn't all answer.
Yeah,
of course. And so people are looking. So I'm looking at Zillow, Realtor.com, Homes.com. There's another, being a member of the National Association of Realtors, Realtor Property Resource, RPR, which also has a valuation model that I found to be pretty accurate. And then another tool that the Federal Housing Finance Administration has available to us, it's a housing price index that you can, and this gets us close. Wynn Cooper, who was a longtime appraiser in the area, opened our eyes or told us about this tool. You put in the purchase price, the quarter of the house was purchased in the valuation quarter. Unfortunately, St. Clair County isn't in a metropolitan statistical area so that is included in that data set, but I'll look at other communities. So I'll go to Muskegon, Saginaw, Bay City, Kalamazoo, maybe Flint because it encompasses some of the areas south of Flint to give us basically trying to get into the ballpark.
Yeah,
we don't want to be too high that it's going to leave something on the market for an extended period of time, or too low.
Mm-hmm.
And someone might be thinking, well, gosh, that seems like a lot of work or that's excessive. The reason is that you kind of have to look at a lot of data, I think, to be able to get a reasonable idea of what the middle is.
Mm-hmm.
Zillow those estimates have gotten better. True world story from this past year, had a upper end house. Really don't want to give out the, let's say it was listed. Zillow said it was worth $1 million.
Right.
Or a hundred. And we listed it for considerably more.
Okay.
Lo and behold, there was like a 3.5 times the original Zillow estimate after the property went on the market is what Zillow said it was worth.
Wow.
So did all of a sudden this house gain, millions of dollars in value, or was it the list price that brought it up?
Yeah.
Now, I would love to think that Jeff Wine controls the market that strong, because who do you think might benefit from that the most first?
Right. Me. Exactly.
And my little house on Edison, my 80-year-old house on Edison Boulevard may all of a sudden be worth $700,000 or $800,000. But so you have to balance. That's a long way of saying, let's get as much data as we have. It's all out there.
Yep.
Let's review it. Let's sit down together and talk about it. Why some stuff might be nonsense. And even last night when I was preparing for this, on Realtor.com, the example I was looking at, most of the homes came in, most of the sources came in anywhere from 260 to 309.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was one in the Realtor.com data that had it at 680,000. You know, if you look at, and then 3 minutes later when I went back to it, it was down to 287. So if you look at that, now how am I going to convince the Millers that, Mr. and Mrs. Miller, really, your house is probably going to sell for $284,000.
But my phone says otherwise.
My phone says it's worth $680,000, you thief. Right. You're going to buy it. You're going to sell it. You're going to pocket. No, that's not the way it works, ladies and gentlemen.
So, a lot of variables.
A lot of variables, and what has sold nearby that's similar to your house?
Then
let's price it accordingly. Let's get it sold at a fair price so you can get on to your next home.
There you go. And let your realtor do all the heavy lifting, right?
At least, yes. Yeah. At least some of you make sure that they, there's, you're not just sticking your finger in the wind. Seeing you're not going to a coffee shop and say, hey guys, what do you think my house is worth? Go to the family reunion.
Sure.
Wait, what should I sell my house? Oh, your house is worth way more than that. And the new roof on a rainy day is not going to get you any more money probably than, a 15-year-old or 20-year-old roof that's keeping the competing neighbor's house dry.
There you go.
So let's sorry, folks.
Lots to think about, indeed. Jeff, always appreciate the information, the update. And you give us all stuff to think about and talk about.
My pleasure. Good to see you, Paul.
All right, you as well. Go Tigers,
right? Go Tigers. Nice to see them winning again.
Yeah,
is that absolutely. Five or six games in a row now?
Five in a row, going for six today.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right, I'm glad they're having fun in this weather, too.
Yeah, I hope they can get the game in today for sure. Jeff Wine with us, associate broker at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. Let's check weather real quick.